Good evening. Welcome to the Soleri Report. Today is Thursday, March 22nd, 2012. I'm Catherine Austin Fitz, and I'm delighted you could join me this evening. We had a great lunch with subscribers in Tucson last Saturday. Thank you to those of you who are on the call tonight who attended. It was a great time. I'm always amazed at the vitality and intelligence in this network, and I got some great ideas for reports we could do for you in the coming year, so thank you again. I'm talking to you from West Texas. I'm along the Colorado River. It's the first days of spring, and the wildflowers are blooming across the open fields. This is Big Sky Country, and it's very, very beautiful. I'm having brunch with Texas subscribers in Austin this Saturday. We have a great turnout, 30 RSVPs. Great menu, includes omelets, burgers, and eggs benedict. So I know the conversation's going to be lively, and I'm really looking forward to it. Our theme tonight is tax time in the U.S. It may be spring, but taxes is what I hear on everyone's mind. The corporate taxes were due last week on March 15th, and now we have individual taxes due on April 15th. That includes partnerships and LLCs that have elected individual treatment. I've never seen as much frustration with the complexity of the tax season. Some of the concern is coming from the fairness and the fear of future increases, and also concern that we're funding a federal government that is increasingly working against the best interests of both individuals and small business and the economy. At the same time, there's a deep contradiction as well because of the dependency of so many households directly or indirectly on the federal government, federal pensions, and federal retirement systems. Taxes are an integral part of the slow burn and the resulting debasement. On the more positive note, what it's doing is it's interesting more and more people in the nature of money, how the currency system works, how the taxation system works, how the financial systems work to centralize and tax, whether both visibly and invisibly, and I think that's a positive development. If you do have a foreign financial account or did have one during 2011, please make sure you access our special report on foreign financial accounts this season. It is the hot topic on individual taxes. It's a great link to send to your CPA or tax preparer if they're not familiar, particularly with the new rules going into effect for the 2011 individual filing. So you can find the link on the Soleri homepage or do a search on the blog. It's at your subscriber resource page, and I encourage you to access that.